the legendary Smokey Robinson, has a new CD. It's duets. It's called Smokey and Friends. Smokey is on the phone. Good morning, Smokey.
Good morning, Tom. What's up, Ben? We're all up, Tom.
Yes,
yeah. Your boy John Witherspoon is here. Your homie.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, John Witherspoon is my homie.
And Bella.
John and I are not going to even mention how long we've known each other.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
he said y'all used to play basketball. And he
and
thinks,
everything else.
and he says he thinks that you beat him.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to comment. I have no idea, but, you know, I don't remember, John.
I remember my toe was hurting me when you beat me.
Smokey. Now, listen to that. Turn it up, Super Daddy. Who's that?
That's Mary. That's Lettucey. Yeah, Lettucey is singing with that part you just played right there was me. But, you know, Lettucey is singing that song with me.
Turn it up. Who is this?
That's Mary J. Blige, and she is Mary J. Blige in that tune, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How did you choose the people? Because I read that you thought you could do this for years and years. So for the first duets volume, how did you choose the folks?
Or
did
you know, several? I didn't choose them, honey. Randy Jackson, who is the producer of the record,
uh-huh.
He chose
American Idol Randy.
Yeah, American Idol Randy. And what he did, Randy and I have known each other forever, man, and I'm so glad I finally got a chance to work with him because Randy's my brother, you know, and we had a great time. But Randy called the people who participated on this record and asked them what was their favorite Smokey Robinson song. It didn't have to be a song that I had sung, just one that I had written. And they picked the tunes, and the songs that you hear them singing on are the ones that they picked.
Wow.
Who turned you down?
I don't know, because I wasn't involved in that process.
How do you say I don't want to sing with Smokey Robinson?
You don't. You send them to a mental institution because they're crazy if they don't want to sing with Smokey.
Well, I love y'all too. I really do.
And you got the Roots?
Yeah, the Roots is playing on a bunch of the stuff.
Elton John, John Legend, James Taylor. This is John Legend.
That's John Legend.
And you not only do the hits that you made famous, but you also do the hits that you wrote, like the Temptations.
Well, you know, it was up to the artists that participated. Like I said, excuse me, they picked their favorite Smokey Robinson song, and it didn't have to be one that I sang. It just was the one that I wrote, and so whatever they're singing on was their favorite Smokey Robinson song. So that's how he did it.
Are there any Smokey songs that you've written that people are surprised at, that's one of your songs because you did so much for the, you know, Motown sound?
Gosh, well, I don't know, baby. I'm not sure if there's any that people are surprised that I wrote. I think that probably at this point in my life, internationally, my international anthem as a songwriter would have to be My Girl.
Yeah.
Because, see, I play a lot of places, a lot of countries where the basic language is not English. And I play My Girl in my live concerts, which I'm on the road right now, really. But I play my, and as soon as they hear boom, 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 the people just start singing. And they don't even speak English, but they know that song, you know.
And Tears of a Clown was not an immediate hit here, but it started, was it in England?
In England, yes, it did.
And then it became, and people didn't know about Pagliacci and all that other
stuff. Yeah, that's right. We sure didn't know what the hell is Pagliacci.
That's genius.
Well, yeah, Pagliacci was a story that I heard as a child, you know, about this Italian clown that made everybody happy, and all the people came to the circus to see him and all that, you know, and he made all the kids, all the grown people, everybody happy. And then he went to his dressing room, and he was sad because he didn't have a woman who loved him like that. So I wrote Tears of a Clown, those words, actually about a personalized version of Pagliacci.
Wow.
Oh. So Smokey, when you going to come back to the cruise and perform again?
to the what, baby?
On the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage.
Well, when he calls me. Yeah, just like I did the first time. Yeah.
Smokey, hey, John.
Yeah.
Smokey came on that cruise, man.
Woo.
And he had on red leather.
There you go. That's good.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's Detroit.
That's Detroit for you there.
clean.
You know what, too, man? I had never performed on a cruise before, and I thought it was going to be like a ballroom or something like that. They had a full-fledged theater on the ship. I mean, it was amazing to me, man.
And we were partying all day and all night, weren't we, Smokey?
Yes, we were, and I never felt the ship move. That was another thing. I was expecting to feel like you know the ship moving through the water and stuff like that. It was just like we were just on dry land.
Because it's so big and it's so full of Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how something like that floats?
The only waves that were caused were Smokey's red leather pants. That was it.
All right.
Forget that.
All right.
All right, Smokey. I'm going to call. I'm going to call today. You said
call me.
It, right?
I'm calling.
Okay. And the album is called Smokey and Friends. It's out right now. I heard it last night, Smokey. It's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Smokey.
All right, y'all take care.
Take care, y'all. See you, Smokey.
It was good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you.
Okay, y'all take care. Thanks.